Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, Biss and I drove an awful long ways yesterday for some Sammy's Pizza. What did you guys do to make the best out of it?
We went to Sammy's Pizza, too. I mean, we stopped in Grand Rapids with Schulze. Once we got the word, we left at about 6:15, and by 7:45, we were into some Sammy's Pizza as well, and we took it on the road with us back to Bemidji.
There's not a whole lot that anybody can do in a situation like that. I'm guessing the guys were a little amped up for the first game. They come crashing down hard on the bus then?
They had a ball on the bus. They were doing something back there. I mean, you know, the bus was loud. The guys were laughing, having a good time. So, and again, you know, it's one of those situations where nobody can control what happened. And it's just one of those things that happened. And you always have to be a little flexible. And as you know, our mantra on the road, expect the unexpected. And that even happened happened last night in Duluth.
There have been some odd cancellations and shortenings of games in college hockey over the years. I remember a North Dakota game, believe against BU or BC, was declared a tie because of fog inside the rink they couldn't get rid of. This was 15, 20 years ago or so. Again, expect the unexpected. Anything can happen in this game, can it?
Well, exactly. And Schulze, we've been through some things, too, that we don't have enough time to talk about, too, where we've had delays. And sometimes you wonder, again, is the show going to go on? And, you know, typically, obviously, your postponements are all weather-related, you know what? And but, again, last night was that was a new one, you know, for all of us.
As you're talking, I'm reminded of a time where RH had to climb into the Zamboni in Huntsville to rip a puck out of there where you guys went to Blade.
Well, no doubt. I mean, that puck was stuck in the auger right there, and that had to have been an hour and 15 minutes. And I'll never forget that one. So, no, there's been some interesting things on the road.
I didn't get a chance to look at your line chart last night. Have you made any changes?
Nope, same thing, same as last night, Schulze.
Obviously, a home-and-home is a little quirky to begin with. Game over there, I'm assuming they had NCHC refs. Games here, WCHA refs, correct?
Absolutely. So, I mean, again, they only had a ref one game on the weekend. So, in the past, that wouldn't have been that way.
Speaking of officials, been a tweak to the rules as far as goalie interference is concerned. It's a long time in coming for that one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, Schulze. And again, the bottom line, don't touch the goalie. And if things happen inadvertently, they happen inadvertently. Don't touch the goalie. And, again, just obviously, you know, watch your skates around the paint. And even though, again, if you're on the backside and there's no interference, it's still a goal. But you just want to make sure your guys, again, they're cognizant of the paint. And, again, don't touch the goalie.
One weekend, how have you liked how your guys have responded?
Well, I think you always have good practices. And I think our practices overall have been pretty good. You know, we have an old bunch of forwards right now. We have a veteran group. I shouldn't say we're old. We're more of an experienced group. We still have a lot of, you know what, freshmen and sophomores, and we have a large sophomore class up front too, and predominantly our team is still underclassmen, but we do have some experience right there, Brian, and that helps. I mean, from a system standpoint, you just kind of get into it, and the young guys learn from the older guys, and we're not trying to spend a lot of time on the grease board right now because we just want to kind of get things going, and you know, they're an extension of the coaching staff, those veteran players, and they're conveying the message to the young guys.
More Tom Ceritori when we return. Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Minnesota Duluth, preseason ranked number two in the country. Virtually everybody that they got contributions from a year ago is back. This is a prototypical veteran savvy hockey team, isn't it?
Well, they are. They're experienced. They're experienced in all positions right there. You know, back line, goal, up front, and you know, it's a team that went to the Elite Eight last year and was, you know, just an eyelash from going to the Frozen Four, and you know, so again, they don't have any weaknesses. They really don't. They have no weaknesses, their team.
You know Scott Sandlin very well. Even though you haven't played in the league now for a couple of years, you still know what to expect out of his teams, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we know the personnel pretty good. I mean, we've watched a lot of their players over the years, and again, they're four lines deep, and they've got always have a big defensive core. They had good size back there. They defend hard, and you know, that's where they're at. Then they got a guy like Walensky, who's got a lot of savvy on the blue line. He's got an NHL release. We have to be aware of that. And you know, then up front, they've got a number of guys who can score goals, you know, with Toninato, with Iafallo, with Farley, with Cameron Easy. Those four in particular are some pretty high-end forwards.
Preseason video usually is pretty worthless. When they've got everybody back, last year's tape can garner some stuff, can it?
Well, it can, but their power plays, again, unless Sandy's playing games right here, the power play was way different against Lakehead than it was last year against us, so we're preparing for what the power play was, obviously, against Lakehead, but we'll find out awful quick if we have to adjust.
early season, you're always making adjustments in game. It's up to the players now to absorb what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. And again, at the end of the day, they got to play. And you have to, again, you have to, obviously, again, we have a rule. Hockey sense overrides any rule. And they just got to let their feel for the game, their hockey sense, take over.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.